Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
Financial analyst urges government to translate economic positives to household level. Politicians urged to honor campaign promises. And Ugandan MP and Bobi Wine ally arrested over election violence. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Financial analyst Yusuf Dodia has urged government to ensure that the positive economic sentiments expressed by international organizations are felt at the household level. Mr. Dodia says, well, it is encouraging that foreign entities and global institutions are speaking positively about Zambia's economy. There is a need for these gains to translate into tangible benefits for ordinary Zambians. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Dodia emphasized the importance of linking macroeconomic improvements to the everyday experiences of Zambians. Most Zambians still feel that the economy is tough, with essential commodities trading at high prices, said Mr. Dodia. He reminded government that household economies are just as important as macroeconomic indicators, which are often used to measure a country's development status. Mr. Dodia stressed that meaningful economic growth should improve living standards and ease the cost of living for citizens at the grassroots level.
But for you and me and the average Zambian person, we're looking for tomatoes, very expensive. Potatoes, very expensive. Bread, very expensive. Meat, ooh, meat we don't even touch. You know, in 2025, I gave up eating steak. I started eating chicken necks, gizzards, and feet, because those are all below 50 kwacha per kg, you know, because 200 kwacha for beef was impossible. Clearly, there was a disparity that, yes, okay, the kwacha is getting stronger, imported products are getting cheaper, but domestically produced products are still expensive, and some are even going up.
The Zambia-China Mulungushi textile has begun test runs, marking a significant milestone in the country's industrial development. The $140 million investment in state-of-the-art equipment, machinery and cotton outgrower systems is set to boost Zambia's textile industry and create over 500 direct jobs. The Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry has invited the public to witness the full test runs before the facility is commissioned by President Hakainde Hichilema later this year. Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Principal Public Relations Officer Ivanes Nankala says the project underscores the importance of industrialization in driving economic growth and development in Zambia. The project is a testament to government's commitment to promoting industrial growth and creating employment opportunities for Zambians, said Ms. Nankala in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. She said that once operational, Mulungushi Textiles is expected to contribute significantly to Zambia's economic growth, reduce reliance on inputs, and promote inclusive development.
It will also interest you to know that soon, the Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Honorable Chifoka Mulenga MP, will invite the general public to witness the full test runs. This will be done before official commissioning by the head of state, President Hakainde Hichilema. For the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry, this is a proud moment for us as it is a huge milestone in the country's industrial development. Once commissioned, the project will ensure that it contributes greatly to Zambia's economic development.
Governance expert Brabner Changala has urged political parties to uphold the commitments they make during election campaigns, cautioning against exploiting citizens' hardships for political gain. Mr. Changala's remarks follow statements by Citizen First presidential candidate Harry Kalaba, who recently observed that Zambia is experiencing difficult economic conditions, arguing that the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, government has failed to fully deliver on promises outlined in its manifestos. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Changala noted that many political leaders are well aware of the challenges facing ordinary Zambians, but often use this knowledge to lure voters during campaigns without genuine intentions to deliver once elected. He said people from underprivileged backgrounds are the most affected by what he described as false promises. As leaders they vote for frequently fail to demonstrate accountability after assuming office. Mr. Changala warned that the continued failure by leaders to fulfill campaign pledges erodes public trust in government and contributes to voter apathy.
We have leaders who speak very well and positively with good ideas once they are in the opposition. The case of Mr. Aka in the Itilema is more current. The promises they make is to win an election. When they win an election, they do not discuss what they promised. So Mr. Hari Kalava can make as many appealing suggestions as any other politician has done before him.
Environmentalist Godfrey Piri has urged relevant authorities to enforce compliance monitoring for industries that do not comply to town planning policies. Recently, the Ministry of Green Economy and Environment teamed up with Japanese firm Yokogawa Electric Corporation to step up monitoring of industrial emissions across the country. Speaking in an interview with RTV News and Lusaka today, Mr. Piri highlighted that policies that guide settlement already exist. However, there is little to no compliance. The town and country planning team are very clear on whether industries should be developed and where residents should settle, said Mr. Piri. Mr. Piri noted that local authorities also have a role to play in sensitizing people and making sure that industries are not established close to residential areas. He further emphasized that there is an urgent need for guiding settlement development in the country in order to protect health, the health of residents.
Town and country planning, those are very clear. They tell you where residential areas will be. If you want to put up a new industry in a residential area, you have to seek a permit from the local authority. You have to apply for change of land use. And that's why the laws are very clear and specific to that effect. Because you cannot go and develop an area without considering the environmental impact that is going to come with what you are going to do.
In African news, Ugandan police have detained a lawmaker and close ally of opposition leader Bobi Wine for his alleged role in election-related violence last week. Mwanga Kivumbi, a deputy leader of Wine's National Unity Platform, is accused of organizing attacks on a police station and a vote tallying center after their electoral loss, which the party denies. The police have said that 7 people were killed in the incident, but the politician has given a different account, saying that 10 people were killed at his home as they waited for parliamentary election results. The Uganda